The Cap of J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Captain J Hood, mornings 7 to 10 right here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going every morning. And coming up at 10 o'clock, it'll be Black and Abdallah. They'll be in for Greeny, followed by Carmen and Yurko at 12. Waddle and Sylvia at 2, right in the White Sox baseball. As they take on Minnesota right here on the home of the Sox, ESPN 1000. We mentioned just previously to our third hour about how it's National Beer Day. And we're talking about the first sip of beer that you had. What kind of beer was it? 312-332-3776. I told you that Old Milwaukee tastes as great as its name. Milwaukee's best. That was the first one I had. And you, sir, at 14, was sipping on beer.
Bush.
Without your dad and mom knowing.
Correct. Until I remember we took the cans out of like a big tub.
Yes.
That they had them on ice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would sneak back in the back of these guys my dad knew had bought a building and renovated the building. And so they were having a party to show it off.
Yeah.
On Halsted Street. And I remember my brother and I went like in this back room and we keep taking sips. All right, that can's gone. Get another one. And we had to sneak it back there. Yes. I'll never forget it.
So ridiculous, man. Hey, as a kid, when you're walking around, and my sister wasn't around yet because I was just 8. But, you know, you got an open beer can. You just take a sip. And, yeah, it was disgusting. It's like, what is the fascination with all these guys keep, you know, popping these tops? You know, listen, if it's pop, you know, I was all for it. But the idea that there was something that says, oh, Milwaukee, I've never had this soda before. Oh, it's not a soda. It's a beer.
Yes. Doesn't taste like a soda.
No, it does not. So do you remember the first sip of beer that you had? 312-332-3776 on National Beer Day. We're talking about that. Also, we're talking to you about the Bears. And so Cap and I saw this article from theathletic.com, and it was a great article regarding the NFL's best running backs. Can NFL's best running backs be centerpieces of Super Bowl title teams? Now, Frank Reich, the head coach for the Colts, said, like, hey, we like run the football too, but ultimately you got to get the ball in the air, Cap. And that's – people are disconnected or are not listening to what you're saying. You're saying that the Bears don't have enough talent, meaning that in order for Justin to be better – he's got to get himself right, but also he has to have talent that in which he can connect to throw down the field. Now, Darnell Mooney is out there, and he dropped a ball. He had a catch or two, I believe, in the game, right? Did he finish with two, Darnell Mooney?
I believe two.
It was like two, and I know Komet had two.
Cole Komet, 2 for 40, his first two catches of the year.
So Mooney's out there after the game doing the look at me, I'm going to be catching balls in the jug machine because
that was
he's frustrated.
All eyewash.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
So Eberflus commented on that.
I'm never on the field after the game, so I'm in the locker room, so I had to say no. I never have seen that. But Joniak did tell me when I was on the radio, he goes, I've never seen this before. So he was on the radio upstairs. But yeah, that's the kind of player he is. You know, he wants to figure it out. He's going to figure it out. And man, he's a worker. You know, so when you have the talent and you got the work ethic and the work habits behind that, man, that's a good combination to have. And that's what he is.
I mean, Cap, look.
Oh, eyewash.
Wait, hold on a second. Come on. You say it's eyewash. When you were coaching and by himself, a player after practice, 3 hours, because I know you were killing those kids, after a 3-hour practice, he's doing layups or going to the basket without coaching. No one told him. You liked that, didn't you, as a coach?
Okay, where was Darnell doing this?
At Soldier Field.
Correct. That's my point. That's eyewash. Make sure the media can see all that. We can write all these flowery stop.
But you did.
When you stay after practice, there's no media there watching you. It's different.
You had the local DeKalb media covering, weren't they?
Yeah, there? Bill Baker and some guy from the DeKalb Chronicle.
I was going to say, wasn't Bill there to watch the practice?
Sid Simmons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but didn't you appreciate that?
Yeah, there was no one at our practices.
That's
they were
not
closed.
True. You didn't have media in your practices?
No.
Oh.
Closed. Mm. Closed.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they were closed. So I just, it's fine. I mean, it's like, I got to make sure that the media sees me showing up at 5 a.m. so they know I'm the hardest worker. Stop. Joe Madden used to talk about all these guys that would take 2 hours of batting practice and all eyewash. Get up, get it done during the game. If you told me it leaked out that he's been staying at Soldier, leaked out he's staying up at Halas catching balls, great. Love it. Love to hear it. Out at Soldier Field, you just played a game, really?
He's probably pissed that he wasn't getting the ball.
All right, good. Then go up to Halas and say, hey, I need one of the student managers up there, one of the interns, to please use the jugs machine and throw me passes. I don't need to do it at Soldier Field. It just feels eyewashy to me.
You see basketball players do this too, right? I want to say someone on this team. Was it DeRozan after the game? Had a bad shooting night, was shooting balls practice, shooting free throws or whatever, or shooting baskets?
Maybe.
But you don't like that. You think it's eyewash?
Do it privately. Like if you're DeRozan, just go across the street to the Advocate and work on it.
He's probably pissed and he's probably showing that he can do it and showing up fields at the same time. Like, I wasn't getting footballs, but let me show you. I actually can catch. I just want to get some catches before I'm out of here. Because I didn't get any at the game, or didn't get enough. I know are we saying it's a divide between Mooney and Fields in that regard? Because why else would he do that?
No, he's just disappointed in his performance. And so he said, hey, I got to stay sharp here. I'm not catching a lot of balls. And right now, our offense is struggling. So go do it at Halas.
The point of the article that Cap and I were talking about is that, and Cap, you were able to go season by season. There are a number of teams that do run the football, but for the most part, like the Rams and the Bengals and the Chiefs last year, they didn't run the football as much, but the 49ers did. They were seventh. In 2020, the Buccaneers and the Chiefs and the Bills didn't run the football as much, but the Packers did because they were top eight. So we enjoy the Bears being able to flourish with the running game. It's awesome. I'm glad they're running the football, Cap, but at some point, Fields and the offense has to connect.
Got to be able to do both.
Yeah.
Use the run to set up the pass. Got to be able to do both.
So the question we asked you is, can you continue to move forward offensively by just running the football? Is this the formula that we're going to see all year with the Bears? And are you good with that? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. We say it's National Beer Day. What was the first beer that you sipped? You know, you weren't supposed to, but you took a sip. Here's Aurora. Here is Joel on ESPN 1000. Hey, Joel.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just calling in for the first time. But
welcome.
My first sip of beer was with my youth pastor. So I took...
Excuse me?
We were at a bar, a sports bar. And he ordered a beer, and he asked if I wanted one, and I was like, sure, I'll have a beer. Joel, I wasn't old enough yet.
Joel, how old were you?
Yes, sir.
How old were you?
I was 19.
All right, at least he was, reasonable age.
Joel, when was this? Was this when legal drinking age was 18?
No, I'm going to date myself. I'm 45.
That's a bad youth pastor.
Like, oh, man, I was 45. I'm 45 now, so, it was 1998. It was early 90s.
Where is this youth pastor now, Joel?
Stateville.
I don't know. He's in Maryland somewhere.
but you're okay?
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Joel.
And what was the name of the beer?
It was a Miller Lite.
A Miller Lite. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Okay.
We had to check on him, though, right?
That's it.
Want to check on him. Gave him a little WG in there.
There you go.
Western Springs, here's Frank on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, guys.
Hey, happy National Beer Day to you.
Thank you. Happy National Beer Day to you guys.
Thank you.
My first beer was on a Boy Scout camp out when I was 13 or 14. Guy snuck a six-pack of Schlitz. And after everybody went to bed, including the dads, there was just three of us, and we split the six-pack. And by the end of the six-pack, we were all shit-faced.
You can't use that term, Frank.
Come on, Frank.
Guys, I forgot.
Ah, you
swear on the air.
You see that, Charlie? He got comfortable. You see that?
I dumped it.
He's comfortable. He got blanked. The term that you guys missed is he said they all got blank faced. That's what he said. At Boy Scout camp. But see, that's when you experiment, right? We're not saying that you should, but these things happen, right?
Correct. I have no problem that they snuck it in. That's what kids do.
Do you know when your kids had their first beer?
Younger than I realized, because I found out.
Oh, God.
In fact, last week, all the kids were over. And I found out that when there was a couple of Sunday mornings that I thought they slept in, actually, they were just getting it. Yeah.
But you were doing a lot of working, too, so maybe you didn't know what was happening there.
Right.
So they try to get past you there. Oh, Dad's working at the radio, or he's at a game. He doesn't know.
Right.
I know you're about to hit him. You felt like, what? I bet you were going to hit the ceiling, right?
Right.
You're not happy about that.
I do remember coming home, and I see a car parked in my spot in the driveway. I don't usually pull in the garage unless the weather's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull in. I'm like, whose car is that? And I realize, oh, there's a lot of cars around here. One of our kids, Nicholas, had some friends over. I start walking up the driveway, and my eye catches something behind the wheel of one of the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Not the steering wheel, the tire.
Mm-hmm.
I get down on my knees, and I'm looking under the car, and I see like one of those liter Sprite bottles.
Yeah.
I know what this must be, and I open it up, undo the cap. Oh, my God. There was so much. It was straight gin.
Jeez.
Straight gin.
Oof,
I take it. I dump it out on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
I cap it back up, and I put the bottle right back there. And all of a sudden, I see one of these kids coming out. Hey, Mr. Kaplan. Yeah, hey there, Johnny. And I watch him go to the car. And he's standing out there with his hands on his head like, oh, God.
Do the cobra.
It's empty. What happened?
Yeah, yeah.
And he came in, and I said, yeah, you can go home now. Out.
Yeah.
That's it. Kicked them all out. My wife came down. What the blank, Nick? Gone. And that's it. Pretty funny.
You get out of here.
Gone.
Gin.
All out.
You kicked them out, Cap.
They're all walking down the street going home in the neighborhood.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Boys will be boys.
We made one of them leave their car because I knew that one had had something.
Mm-hmm.
The other one had just gotten it. We'll take the keys. Thank you. You can get the car tomorrow. Good luck.
312-332-3776 is our phone number.
Not on my watch.
If you're on hold, you will be on the air. We're talking to you about the Bears. What about the Bears' offense? Will it stay this way, just running the football? Will we ever see a semblance of a passing game? Also, it's National Beer Day. Remember the first sip you had? What was the name of the beer? We ask you that question next on Cap and J-Hood.
Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special.
Hey, where you been? Well, it wasn't easy getting tickets for this game.
Hey, Bob.
Eddie, I know exactly what I want. I want the biggest steak you got and a bottle of Lowenbrown.
Steak and Lowenbrown.
Dolan, you're a genius.
When you want the taste of a truly great American beer, tonight, let it be Lowenbrown.
Here's to the chef. Here's to the bartender.
Sound of Cap from 1984.
I want the biggest steak you got, a bottle of Lowenbrown. Wow.
There's Cap right there at a business meeting at 84. That's good audio from you. You and your group.
I'll take a steak and a Lowenbrown. Take that.
Take that.
He's actually recorded live at Cut last week.
Heat me up, honey.
Heat me up, honey. People are like, what does that mean? My late father, dad, miss you. Late mom, miss you. We are at a Howard Johnson's.
Yes. That's farting through silk then, man.
That was high.
You go to a Hojo's.
Society breakfast.
Let me tell you something. You go to a Hojo's, that was top of the line back then.
And we were at the Howard Johnson. I want to say it was like Tipton, Georgia. We were out driving to Florida on vacation. And my dad wanted more coffee. And the waitress came by with the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
More coffee? My dad, heat me up, honey. And she said, what? I'm not your honey. And my mom's like, good for her. Don't you ever speak to someone like that again. That's disrespectful. My dad's like, what did I do? Yeah, it was like 1971. Hey, Dad, can't say that.
He'd be a buddy.
Never forget.
The women's lib was strong back then, you know.
Was.
They're watching Maude.
Yes, they were.
It's like, you can't be saying stuff like that.
Heat me up, honey. Wow.
Berea, Kentucky, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Bears. Your thoughts on the Bears' offense. Is it sustainable, just running the football? Will we see a passing game? Will we see it develop with this team, starting with the Giants game on Sunday? Also, it's National Beer Day. What was the first sip of beer that you had, that you maybe snuck? Berea, Kentucky, here's Dennis on ESPN 1000. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how's everybody, man?
Good, Dennis.
What's going on?
Well, I grew up in Chicago. I raised in Albany Park. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we were 12 years old, hanging out in my buddy's garage, and we raided his dad's refrigerator drinking Burgermeister beer.
Remember Burgermeister?
Burgermeister. I don't remember that
mm-hmm.
one.
Tell us about
it. Well, it definitely wasn't a microbrewer, and it definitely was the bottom of the barrel when you had like $2 left.
Hold on, I got a little burger. How do you spell that? Burger like B-U-R or B-E?
I guess, yeah, you know, when you're 12 years old, you're just drinking the beer.
Yeah, now, and what do you remember about the taste?
well, I can't say it. But
it had the little Dutch dude on it with the little hat.
Yeah.
Yes, I found it.
So anyway, my buddy's dad found out what we did. Now, back in the 70s, parents didn't sit down and talk to you. They taught you a lesson. Well, my buddy's dad, I guess he found out. So what did he do? He went to the store, liquor store, bought 8 more quarts. And we all drank. He says, since you guys are drinking, you're going to drink with me. We're like, cool.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We got done. He says, put these blindfolds on. We're going to play a little drinking game. He had 8 shots set up on his table of hash. But it was Mad Dog 2020, mm-hmm. Thunderbird, and Whiteport.
Wow.
And he said, pick one.
Yeah.
And if you could guess what it is, you're good to go. Well, we didn't know what it was. So we were down in these, and oh, my God. I went home the next day because I slept there. My mom knew because he told my mom. Well, my mom was a Ukrainian lady, and what did she have for lunch? Liver and onions.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What an awful meal. Thanks, man.
I see this Burgermeister. You know what I miss, Cap? I missed the pull tab on the can. Remember the old? I mean, see the if you have it in front of you, the old pull tab, you could always hear it.
Yeah, remember? And you would drop them in the garbage.
Exactly
then
right.
It was a big thing when it was the where you would pop it, but it would stay attached to the can. That was a big deal. But when I was in college, I had a friend of mine, and he was dating a girl for a long time. They're still married today. He was going to go to med school. He became a surgeon. Like, he's wildly successful. They got engaged our senior year, and they got engaged with the pull top, the little ring.
Yeah.
And I remember a couple of years, where's your diamond? We can't afford a diamond right now. He's going to go to med school. We'll get a diamond. And so he gave her the little pull top. She didn't wear it around, but that's how he proposed. And there were people going, he should buy you a diamond. We don't have any money.
That's
good. Now they got last laugh. They got a big-ass house up in Minnesota. And he's a doctor. Yeah.
How come my dad was so smashed that he'd pull the pull top off the can and then drop it in the drink?
What?
He would do that.
And drink the drink with it in there.
But I don't think he knew.
Wow.
Just hammered and just like, and just throw it in there. Like, I would never do that, but he did.
Correct.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, it was a party every
different
weekend.
World back there.
Southwest Side Dan on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning. Best radio show in the Chicagoland area.
Appreciate you.
On the south side, we call that South Side Jingle Bells.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I'm the youngest of a big family, and we were on some South Side Forest Preserve, softball, pea salad, poison ivy, jarts.
Yeah.
And there was a tub of Stroh's and a tub of Old Style.
Oh, Stroh's.
This is like 40 years ago. Oh. Everybody seemed to be having a good time. So 10-year-old Danny decided to see who's right. So I double-fisted a Stroh's and an Old Style, tried them both. Boy, I tell you, it tasted like I was chewing on a dirty sweat sock.
Wow. That sounds awful.
Why did you go double fisted? Because you thought it looked cool? You didn't know what it was going to taste like, Danny.
I wanted to know who's where's the party crowd? Is it the Stroh's people or the old style?
And this guy's
an acquired
a winner.
Taste. So yeah. To this day, I tell myself Stroh's and old style.
Bah, 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 bah. That's great.
So good.
How about that, Cap?
Double fisting.
Stroh's, man.
They still make that?
Yeah.
They do?
Take a look.
I'm going to look at it.
Right. A lot of these places, like, you know, we do a lot of broadcasts from Benny's, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these places, Cap.
Waddle and Sylvia are big at Benny's. I buy my booze at Benny's, but they do a ton of shows at Benny's.
Take a look at the bottom of some of these racks, some of these fridges, or the counters. A lot of stuff is on the bottom shelf. Some of the old school stuff, you can still find it. You see it?
I don't know if they still make it. It was a beer distributor.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been sold to Pabst. The Stroh's brand is currently owned and marketed by the Pabst Brewing Company, except in Canada, where they're owned by a different brewery.
Sam and Addison on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Dilly Dilly. Happy National Beer Day.
Yes, sir.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
So I got a story for you. So I was with my dad. We were at our uncle's house, okay, and they have a Miller Lite on the table. They're smoking cigars, having a good time, whatever. Now, I was probably around 5 years old at the time. Like, I was, like, my parents were, kids were meant to be seen and not heard. So anything I did was impulse.
Mm-hmm.
So the beer's on the table. I take it, chug it, and I realize there's ash in the beer. They were ashing the cigars in the beer.
Oh.
I automatically throw up everywhere, and it was gross. But that was my first sip of beer, and I'll cherish that one.
Oh, my God. You know, it's funny. Sam, you would think they would find an ashtray, but sometimes, right in the moment, you just dump your cigarettes and your cigar ash right there in the can.
Well, do you remember the scene in Caddyshack? I don't think Shay or Charlie have any idea what Caddyshack is. It's a great movie.
I know more about movies than you. Of course I know what Caddyshack is.
You ever seen it?
Yes.
Wow, that's a shock. Remember the scene where Spalding goes out and he's grabbing all the drinks,
the
little bits left, and then there's a cigar butt floating away, and he has to spit it out, and then he pukes in the Porsche?
Yes, yeah. I do recall that. Yes.
Same type concept.
We'll get back to your phone calls coming up, 312-332-3776, our phone number. The first sip of beer that you had, you know, maybe that you snuck, because it is National Beer Day. And also, college football fans, baseball fans, come to the radio. We will have a debate about both coming up next. Danny's going to put money in your pocket in 1 minute right here. Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 is streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Black and Abdallah will be in for Mike Greenberg today at 10 o'clock. Twitch, thanks for keeping the conversation going. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. We have the content manager here, the man, the myth. Danny Zetterman is with us here on Cap and Jay Hood. Danny, thanks for coming in.
Gentlemen, how are we?
Nice to have you, Danny.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been a while.
Okay, this is something that we want to talk to you about because you, being a Kansas guy and the team undefeated and doing well, you should be more of a college football fan, we feel. And I mean, as much as you love the NFL, love the Bears, I think it's time to switch over. If Kansas is interesting, you should be more into college football. It's about time that you start watching it more.
Here's what I'll tell you, Hoodie. I am a Jayhawk, and yes, I root for my Jayhawks. So this year, obviously, the Kansas Jayhawks are good. I've been into college football. I've been into my Jayhawks. But as somebody that's grown up in Chicago, and I know Northwestern is our Chicago team, Chicago's Big Ten team, we don't really have a big college football scene. Then I went to the University of Kansas, and when I was there, they sucked, as they usually do.
Wave the wheat.
Wave the wheat. But
weren't
I never.
Were they decent? Or
no,
not at all?
Not really. When I got out of there, they went to the Orange Bowl
with Mangino,
but I wasn't there anymore. Obviously, I was into that team, but like college football for me is not something that I'm as into as like, say, Hoodie and Black, Abdallah, Shay. It's just one of those things that I never really got into because I didn't have a team and a rooting interest. And my problem with college football is, now I wrote some of this down. This is scores from the top 25, right? So I don't have a rooting interest. I try to watch the big, meaningful games that the networks put on. Here are the scores of the top 25 week one. 44-10, 38-0, 51-7, 49-3. Now here's week two, 30-7, 73-7, 45-12. Here's week three, 50-0, 49-14, 31-0, 42-0. Here's week four, 33-14, 55-3, 41-10. None of those games that the networks put on are compelling whatsoever. I find college football to be predictable and often lopsided. And when I'm watching a game where I don't have a rooting interest, it's got to be a great game or I'm out.
But your rooting interest would be Kansas and Northwestern. That's not going to get it done. I can, as you give me those games, I'll give you last week Tennessee and Florida was outstanding. I can give you that game. I can give you. I was locked in on Kansas for you. I was that was on monitor two. Not one
about Clemson Wake. That was
Clemson
a great
Wake
game.
Was amazing.
Arkansas
game.
A&M.
But because I got more of a variety of games, and I don't have to go to like the Big Ten app. I don't have to go to the SEC Network mainstream games. I can give you quality every single weekend.
But how many of those games are on a Saturday? Good games like that. You're naming one, maybe two a Saturday. But the average college football fan acts like from 11 a.m. to midnight.
Quality.
Can't miss quality. And that's not true. Is not true.
It is. USC, yes. Oregon State late last night, Saturday, was awesome. Defensive showdown, Pac-12 after dark. Danny, the reason this made me so angry was because you told me you would rather watch out-of-market baseball than any college football. That's lunacy.
Well, but here's the reason why, right? Like, a big part of this is, as I've talked about on the show before, but there are always new listeners. I have a son named Avery. He's 9 years old almost. The kid loves sports more than I ever did. He's really into it. So what I do is anytime there's a sporting event on, I try to make it a big deal so we can spend time together and watch it. On a college football Saturday, his attention span is out the window in minutes because the games aren't close. Now, if I put on Major League Baseball games that are out of the market, if they're competitive games, one-run games, close games, he's into it because there's something to root for. You're sitting on the edge of the seat. There's just not enough college football games for me that keep me on the edge of my seat and keep my interest. I'm not watching a 55-3 game. I'm sorry.
See, here's what it is, Cap, and I know Zetterman better than anybody here in this room. He only cherry picks the 11 a.m. games. You're out after 2:30 because you're not looking for the quality 2:30 games, the 6 o'clock window, the Pac-12 after dark. You're not watching. You know what? Because you're not locked in like me and Shay. That's why. Because you're just looking at 11 o'clock blowouts. I'm out because you're impatient. You're an impatient guy. That's why. But how about this, Cap? But yet he'd watch the Braves the Phillies 13 games out. The Cubs, 21 and a half games out. Padres, 20 games out. Giants, 30 games out. You'd rather watch that than quality college football. Think about it.
But if you take those individual games, yes, the Cubs are out of it. But if you watch individual games like last night, it was a close, good game. You're sitting there watching.
Cubs?
I'm telling you.
Stroman was really good last night.
Last night was Tuesday. There wasn't anything else going on.
But the point is, Charlie, like, at least, yeah, sure, the teams
if
that
Michigan,
I might be watching.
Maryland was last night. Danny and I are watching the Cubs
watching
game
Michigan,
over Michigan.
That was a close game.
Give me Tulia Tagovailoa.
That's why I brought it up.
I'll pass on Talia Tagovailoa. Kansas State, Oklahoma. Toledo, Ohio State. Missouri, Auburn.
What do you mean, Kansas State upset Oklahoma.
So what?
I locked in on Kansas for you.
Kansas has been great. They should be ranked in the top 25. I saw someone tweet out, I think it was Joe Klatt. He tweeted out if Kansas was in the ACC, they'd be a top 10 team. That's but because true. They're Kansas, nobody's rooting for them or voting for them to be in the top 25.
If they beat Iowa State this week, and I bet they're in the top 15.
Yeah, and I'm not crapping on college football.
Yes,
like,
you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
all
you,
I'm
you're
saying
an 11
is,
o'clock window guy. You see these non-conference games, Ohio State against nobody. This is terrible. I'm out.
Well, here's how this conversation came up. For week one of college football, you and Shay act like it's a holiday because you guys love it so much, and God bless you, that's your
Mardi
thing.
Mardi Gras.
I came in after week one, and I said to you boys, I tried my hardest to watch college football, and there was not a game that held my interest, Cap, for more than 2 minutes.
They're
all blowouts.
It's okay.
It's blowout
week
city.
Week one generally is tough because those are like the matches they get for week one. They build them as these super high marquee matches, but I was at that Oregon-Georgia game. It was terrible, but at the same time, I'm watching UNC and App State, 63-61.
That's right.
Charlie,
great
but
game.
Listen to you make excuses. Do we make excuses? Oh, week one of the NFL's tough. Oh, week one of football's, of NBA's tough. Oh, week one of Major League Baseball's tough. But college football, oh, week one's tough.
Out of town baseball when everything's wrapped up, though.
If it's a competitive game.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
College football or Aaron Judge trying to hit number 61?
That's our heard you that's guys argue. Question. I heard you. It's 100% Aaron Judge.
Yes,
100%.
The 70-30. It's college football.
I'll tell you what.
It's not even the record. Judge is not even the record.
I heard Shade, I think it was during Shot or No Shot, ranting about how they cut in for Aaron Judge in his college football game. Let me tell you something. That's going on your resume. You will never run a network. That thinking right there. I mean, for heaven's sakes, man.
It's fine.
The
I don't want to.
Going to hit home run number 60-61, and they're cutting in on a two-point conversion, and you're acting like they're ruining your day.
It's a 45-all game. They were going to overtime. They got to throw Aaron Judge up. Who cares?
Yeah,
if he hits
Iowa
the home
Rutgers
run, show
game.
Me the highlight after. Clemson's going for a two-point to tie the game at 45. You're going to Aaron Judge? Who cares?
It's history,
if
man.
If he hits it, show me the highlight after you convert the two. They keep interrupting programming on radio and TV for something that's never going to happen. Yeah, it'll happen eventually, but it does not matter. It's not even the record.
You guys are lucky Aaron Judge doesn't play between 7 and 10. I was thinking about going to him during your show.
Yeah, exactly.
Cut-ins during your show to see if he had a home run.
What are you quoting there, Cap? What do you got?
I'm just looking at...
You want to cherry-pick some nonsense game?
All the ratings here. I mean, the Kansas-Duke game, happy for Danny's Kansas bet that won. 441,000 viewers, the least watched Saturday game on any broadcast network.
Well, it was Kansas.
And not bad. Iowa Rutgers was just there with him, just above him.
Yeah.
That's a primetime game.
It's fragmented audiences. There's so many games to pick from. They're
more excuses,
all of them.
Charlie.
Yep.
Every excuse is keep playing in the
Danny in my hands.
No. And Cap, you know what? You're better than that. You know that there's better games in what you're picking. I think that actually the problem in this room is too many of you guys are watching Big Ten football. You're not going to get any quality there.
Watch a little Pac-12 after dark.
How about that? You Big Ten guys, that's the problem.
I watch some college football, but the choice was Aaron Judge versus a college football game. Aaron Judge, like secretariat at the freaking Belmont.
I'd rather watch Air Force Navy this weekend than see Aaron Judge Cuttins.
But I'm not watching Big Ten hoodie. I'll admit that I'm 100% lazy with college football.
Yes.
And unless it's Kansas, I sought out Kansas on Saturday to see that Duke game, which, by the way, College Game Day should have been there.
Wave the week.
But I don't search out whatever's on the major networks. First thing I go to, ESPN, ABC, Fox. I want to see what the games are, yes. And those are the ones I watch. I do no work. I give what's force-fed to me.
It's unbelievable.
And those games suck.
But you'd rather watch, you know, Los Angeles Angels baseball on a random Tuesday.
If it's a close game.
Yeah, Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, way more entertaining.
If it's a close game.
You're unbelievable. You should be more into it because your team's into it. It's a great season for Kansas. You should be watching more. It's fun.
I am watching. I love the red uniforms. We didn't have red uniforms when I was there.
I
like the red uniforms.
I hear Nebraska's training their sights on your coach.
Great.
Don't do that. I mean, they're just getting started, Kansas. Don't do that.
That's it.
Building a program.
Iowa State on October 1st. Another great game. ESPN2. Maybe if you have time, if you can condescend to get to a TV, maybe you can watch that game.
If they put it on a channel that I have, I will watch it. 100%.
Shane, can you believe this? And they're getting beaten a poll question. Getting their ass whooped in a poll question. Oh,
70-30. People would rather watch the top 25 rivalry game.
When the record is Barry Bonds.
I agree with that.
Part of it, too, is they keep cutting to nothing happening. They keep cutting him to getting walked. And it's like, all right, wake me up when it happens.
How about that?
Show me the pitch and the home run. I don't care about an entire at-bat while Clemson's going for two.
Guess what? You'll never, like Danny said, never run a network.
The ratings
are way better for Aaron Judge. It's more compelling.
No, it's not. There's no chance that the ratings are better for Yankee baseball than they are for college football. Are you out of your mind?
Danny, tell him.
It's the Yankees, man. Like
nobody, the Yes Network is tough. Pumping numbers like Wake Clemson getting on national television in the middle of a Saturday.
Well, now you're comparing,
no
like,
shot.
A niche channel, yes, with like major networks. There's a little bit different of a thing. How can you even take Shea seriously
football
today?
Is football.
Wearing that lumberjack costume. I mean, he's, I swear to God, all he
now
needs
we're
is
going
an
ad hominem. That's
all
not
he needs
fair.
Is an axe.
Thank you, Danny.
All right, pleasure, boys.
Kappa J.
Peace and love.
Back after this. And Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and on the ESPN Chicago app. We will hear from Bleck and Abdallah and Crosstalk coming up at 10. They'll be in for Greeny right here on ESPN 1000. All right, squeeze in one more. Then we got to get to the Cap and Jay Hood cut of the day. Your beer stories. Jim and Crystal Lake on ESPN 1000. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. So my first sip of beer was I grew up in a big family in the northwest suburbs, and my dad had a refrigerator downstairs. Mm-hmm. So we had two refrigerators. We had a refrigerator downstairs where we kept milk and beer, and he kept his private stash of cheese and meat and stuff like that. And he used to have the big quarts of either Schlitz or Blatz. Remember Blatz?
Blatz. God, that was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it all tasted like just kind of weird water to me. But
yeah.
Anyway, so the gist of the story is I had four older brothers, and Cappy, you played baseball with my oldest brother, Richie, a uh-huh. couple years ago. And so I had four older brothers, and we just told this story a couple years ago sitting around, and it turned out that all of us at different times of the day would go down there and take a sip of beer, a bite of Dad's, you know, the cheese he had, or a slice of meat or something like that. So when we thought we were just going down there and taking a sip, well, in reality, it was like three quarters of the bottle would be gone because we were all taking a sip. We thought it was hilarious.
Did you ever get caught? That's the question, Jim.
He didn't know what was going on. He was just mad all the time, but now we realize why he was mad all the time, because all his beer was gone.
His beer and his stash of meat. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Jim, thanks for the phone call. It's now time for the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day.
Yo. Brought to you by Chicago
Cut.
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Yeah, if you're on hold, you will be on the air. 312-332-3776, our phone number. Mark in Hampshire, you don't want to have sex with Marilyn Monroe. That's necrophilia. We'll take more of your phone calls coming up for the Bears back after this.
Oh, knock a teeth. Try it.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Have sex often with dead people, Cap?
No.
Oh, you said don't knock it until you try it.
Well, I'm just saying for people that may want to experiment. I don't know.
Yeah, if it's illegal.
It's illegal.
I didn't know that.
What do you mean you didn't know that?
It's just not my bag, baby, but...
What are you saying?
By the way, that
Cap
was brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. I'm highlighting today the prime beef sliders, the jumbo shrimp cocktail, and I highly recommend the lollipop and the lamb chops.
Yes.
David Flom and Matt Moore, Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
And the meat is all dead, by the way.
Yes, cooked.
It's not moving.
It's all cooked.
Yep.
That is correct.
It's not your bag, baby.
Not my bag, baby.
New t-shirt and obvious shirts, by the way. That would be great. Get that in a t-shirt. Not my bag, baby.
Not my bag, baby. Take that.
We thank you for listening and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Thanks for twitching. Coming up, we will have Bleck and Abdallah. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Charlie. Hey, let's do a Deal Breakers tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about the Bears tomorrow.
Look forward to it.
Let's talk about the Bulls tomorrow.
I look forward to it.
All part of the mix. For David Kaplan, I'm Jonathan Hood. Thanks for listening, and so long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago.